who is the master of that storehouse of Krishna Lila, who can distribute it, he is Guru in this life, no doubt, no doubt. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That famous talk began on the banks of Godavari. Godavari. Go means, in ordinary sense, water. Da means who can give water. Vari, borrow. One of the main source of giving water, spilling a body. Go means indriya, go means veda. Veda. So, we can come to this. This Govinda, the word Govinda, go indriya, our senses. Binda, to gain. The fulfillment of our senses is found in whom? Is Govinda. Then Govinda means, go means Veda, Shruti. By studying this Shruti, we can find. Bindati, go bhi, Shruti bhi, yad bindati, Govinda. We can get whom? Upanishadam Purusham Prichyam. Vidisham Spri Rahami Vidyam. Vidu Vidya. The object of Veda is who? He is Govinda. We get him from the Veda. And the fulfillment of our of all senses, Govinda. So go, Shruti, the real conception of the Shruti is given higher. Goda, Vari. Go means Vedoda, Vedoda, who has given the real representation of the Veda, the best amongst them, Godavari, we may take. Godavari. And where it was given the highest fulfillment of the senses, of all the senses of jiva. Fullest engagement. The proper and the fullest engagement of all the senses of jiva. That was announced there in that bank. Godavari. Your senses not to be rejected. But they have got their fulfillment with Krishna. Krishna. If you can give up the spirit of exploitation and renunciation, we do. Those tendencies are barred to approach to Krishna. So if you encroach, if you approach properly towards Krishna, then you will have the utilization of all your senses to the fullest extent. That was dealt in Godavari Bank. in the Godavari. There Mahaprabhu began in a very general and a comprehensive way the approach for us. Parashlok Sadhira Nirnaya. Sadhya. What is the end of our life? What is the destination of our life? Please say, and with quotations from scriptures, or a shlok. Not only I want your simple saying, statement, but the evidence. For a shlok, why sadhirane, to determine what is our object of life, the goal of our life, the destination. I want to know from you. I go, sadhatma charane Vishnu bhakti hai. The answer came. If you discharge your own duty, with the sense of discharging your duty, not expecting anything in return. Sadharma means varnasram dharma, where you have come by previous karma, you are posted in somewhere, some position, and fitting to your present position, what duty you have got, you have to discharge them, but only one condition, without anything, any remuneration, or akankha, bodhjit. Varnasam dharma phalakankha bodhjit. Nishkam. Without any particular mundane aim, if you go on with your duties that has been asked by Varnasam dharma to do you, you can get Vishnu bhakti. Then here Raya Ramananda says that Vishnu bhakti is the object of us, that is the destination. That our adherence to him who pervades everywhere, Vishnu jayam Vishnu vyapnoti, who is permeating everywhere, who is present, Vasudeva, Vishnu, who is everywhere. Everything in him and he is everywhere. Vishnu, Jayadam, Vishnu, Vyapnoti. From the local interest to embrace the general interest. And that must come to the level of Vishnu consciousness. But now so. Thereby, the Vishnu bhakti, our adherence to Vishnu, our allegiance, obedience, submission to the internal spirit that is everywhere, to connect with him and to go accordingly, that is our object of life. Not to live a life of phenomenal, but spiritual, deeper plane, pertaining to deeper plane, more subtle. We should connect our duties that. Eho bhajjo aage kaho aar. Of course, it may be thought that theistic life proper begins from here, giving up the special local purpose and to for universal purpose to look at the all-pervading spirit and to attain his closer company and to do duty, what is already ordered, the program in Veda Upanishad. Eho Bhajya, this is superficial, go deeper than life. Krishna Karmatpan Sattva Sadhya Sa. In Varnasram Dharma it is a fashion. Generally they are acquainted with the external activity. And they do not care even to give up the fruit of their action. But still if they do, but they are not direct consciousness of Vishnu or Krishna. They perform Durga Puja, they serve so many practices, and finally it is connected, they may find, they may overlook, Ritat Karma Phalam Sri Krishnaya Samarpitamastu. They may or may not know this connection, this link of his work with Krishna. But anyhow, the link is there. They know or they do not know. But better will be to have direct consciousness that Krishna is the authority. And whatever I am doing, varnasram or social, whatever, all must be given, the result must be given to Krishna. With this consciousness, if we do all social and spiritual and the national and this physical body concern, whatever we do, if with the connection of Krishna we can do it, then we can approach towards the goal, our fulfillment of life. महाप्रभु कहे यह बाध्य आगे कहो और देन रामानंद राय तीन न्यू लाइट सर्वधर्म परित्यज्य मस्ट बी पर्टिकुलर विद द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ लाइफ नॉट सो मच कॉन्शियस ऑफ द एक्टिविटी. The object of our life will be more attention to the object, and the less object, less importance to the form of activity. Whether I am a Kshatriya, I am a king, or I am a Brahmin, or I am a Shudra, does not matter. I have got this sort of duty, I have got this sort of duty, I have got this sort of duty. That does not matter. Oh, we must have no attachment for it. The king is giving his kingdom may take to a Brahmanic Vanaprastha, that tapasya job. Shudra giving his occupation, he may be a beggar and taking the name of Krishna. The Brahmin, he may give his this yoga, this fire services, etc. And he may be a beggar or anywhere if he gets any good company. To be particular for the aim and non-particular to the form of his duty. Sarvadharma aham parityajya maham ekam sharanam bhaji. Wherever exclusively devote oneself for the cause, ignoring his present paraphernalia and his duty. Mahaprabhu says, Eho Bhajya Aage Kaho Aur. This is also superficial. Go ahead, deeper. Then comes Gyanamishra Bhakti. Brahma-bhūta prasanna-ātmā no sojati madhāṅkati samasarvesu-bhūtesu madhvakti-nilavati-parā. Now he has come to the stage of identifying himself with spirit above matter. He is a soul, he has nothing to do with this mundane world. So any loss or gain in this mundane world is of no use to him. He is spirit and he is prospect in the spiritual world, in the world of soul, world of consciousness, and nothing to do with this material world, whether it is laudable or blameable. Brahma-bhuta, it has already settled in the consciousness that he is soul proper and nothing to do with matter. Brahma-bhuta, prasanna-atma, so some sort of satisfaction he feels within, atma-rama, atma-rama-stamunayo. He is content, self-contented. No sojati, no kankhati. Neither to mourn, nor to aspire. Something gone, so mourning. No, this is nothing matter. There is something coming, so no careful, because it is matter. Unnecessary, unnecessary. Madhvakti lavati param. True bhakti, two type of bhakti, that is spiritual devotion, seva, service. The serving attitude now gets the pure character. It is in the spiritual plane, not mixed with mundane aspiration. Madhvakti lavati param, bhakti lavati. Higher type of service. Now he comes to, he gets the opportunity to practice madhvakti. Eho bhajjo age kahoha. This is also superficial. He is in the bhaj. He has not substantial touch. He has not entered the domain, but he is just waiting in the marginal position at the door. He may get, but he has not got. His indirect forces, negative forces, are finished. But still he is at the door, he has not entered. He may get, may not get also. Madhvakti, madparang bhakti bhavati. Not mundane, but from here, if he gets anything, he will get pure. But he will have to get. He is at the door. Then he says, and Gyani, Gyani Prayas. Shuddha Bhakti, Sani Sthita Asuri Gadaan, Ojeka Kanta. Sanibhāṁ manu jīvipurāya sūjita jīsapasita istilakkaṁ. Sāme sthita, is gonna take it? Gyāni prayāsa. Gyāni prayāsa mudapasya namante eva jīvante sanmukhari dāṁ bhavadīya vātāṁ svāṁ. Gyāni prayāsa mudapasya namante eva jīvante. A difficult thing. To cross the charm of knowledge. It is a very difficult thing. That I shall know. I want to understand. And then I shall do the calculation and the suspect. underlying suspicion is there. What I shall do, I want to know it fully. Then I shall get out with my capital. Jnani prayasam udupasya. I want to know. The ego, the I, is very strong, and he wants to have the account of loss and gain. He is the master. The key is in his hand. He has kept the key in his hand. I want to test, I want to know. My benefit I know well. So he is the master, not the servant. From the position of a master, he is making inquiry. The jnani prayasam udupasyo. If you at all enter into the domain, everything is superior to you. None will care to come to you with some explanation that you are their master. So they must give explanation to you. Yes, your gain, no loss, your gain is this, you are individual, a separate entity. In your account there must not be any loss. So you are an independent personality, independent entity. You stand with your head erect. Jnani prayasam. That won't do. You are going to be a slave. Not a master hand. So that sort of mentality is necessary. You must bow down your head, not your head erect. It will march over. Everything is superior in quality than you are. So you have to enter into that land, that plane. Wherever Vaikunthi is prasibhadi sakali chinmay. Within the earth, the water, whatever is there, whatever you will find, they are of higher materials than you yourself are of. All guru and you are disciple. All master, you are servant. You are going to the land, to enter the land, what is all master. So namanta eva. You will have to submit. That will be your real qualification. What will be ordered to you, you have to do that. Not to exercise your brain so much there. The brain has no room. They are all more brainy than you. So no brain is necessary. Only hand is necessary. Menial labor is necessary there. Brain there is enough. So you have to enter that land, if you like. A land of slavery to you. So jnani prayasam udupasya ut apasya. Hatefully you have to dismiss your brain. And taking only your heart, you are to approach, enter the land. Udavasya namanta eva. I have come here, all king, all master, all godly. I am only masakaka, like a mosquito, that Brahma in Dharaka. Mamanta eva jivanti. And not only for the time being, that for the time being you will accept that attitude and you will finish your work and come back. No. The life here. From here your life will be such continuously eternal life. You will have to accept such jivanti sanmukhritam bhavadiyavatam. Of course, you may expect to be educated about this line, how it is good, how it is great, how it is useful to you. You will bring out paripasna, honest inquiry. Sanmukhritam bhavadiyavatam. They are your friends. They will come to help you, to make you understand that this is beautiful, this is good, this is the best form of life. The friends will come. They are sympathetic, not non-sympathetic. Bhavadiyavatam, sthane sthira. If your aspiration is such, if your want, your demand is such, your external position is negligible. That is not to be given more value. But your aspiration, your hankering, the purity of your purpose, that has got real consideration here, not your present position. The recruitment from that side will consider that the purity of your purpose, not your present position in the capacity so much. Bhavadiya vātāṁ sthāne sthitā sruti-gatāṁ tanubhāṁ manobhi je prāyaśu jita-jita puhitvai sthidakkāṁ. Apparently, it seems that you are going to be a slave, but the object, the result is opposite. Ajito jito. If you can accept such attitude of slavery, surrender and slavery, that ajito who can never be conquered, he is conquered in this process. The friends will come and say, you, the sadhus, sanmukhritam bhavadiyavatam, will come and make you understand, he become a slave, but he likes very much his slave. He is master of slaves. He sometimes wants to become slave to his slave. This is the key to success. The highest gain we can get through this path, this attitude. Ajito, who can never be conquered, never be achieved, he becomes jito, he becomes conquered. Through this process, Mahaprabhu told, yes, it is. It is, ajito is being jito, it is surrender, and by surrendering, we capture. It is a plane, I admit. It is the plane of love. It is the plane of love divine, that by giving, we can get. As much as we risk to give ourselves, so much highly we can have demand on that unconquerable infinite. I accept that here it begins, Shuddha Bhakti. Then, hello, Agi Kahuar, then This really Shuddha Bhakti, it develops. It is in a crude form generally. Then it more developed, it must take the shape of Santo Dasya Sokko Vastavya Madhu. Then came Santo Rasa, that Nishtha. This is Santo Rasa. Such adherence. Such type of adherence, Nishtha. I cannot withdraw me from such consciousness and submissive attitude towards the truth. The Nishtha, continuous submission continuous, and forever. Santa Rasa, that it develops into Daksha Rasa. Rasa, they want to do some service, not only sitting, showing my loyalty to the authority, but I want to be utilized by them. Awaiting their order, they may get some engagement. I consider myself fortunate. Such deep entrance. Want to be utilized. Anyway, Dasya Rasa. Dasya, then Sokho. Dasya, this developed, and the confidence added to this. To these servitors, confidence. Then it becomes a little superior, servant, but confidential. As generally we do all servants, they are faithful, confidential. Stage is added to the service, then it becomes Sokho Rasa. Dasya Sokho. First Nishtha, adherence, submission, then to be utilized for the satisfaction, then confidential utilization. Then it comes to friendly service, Sokho Rasa. In Vaikuntha, in calculative devotion, dedication, only Santo, Dasya, and the half of Sokho is seen in Vaikuntha, where the Lord is Narayana, not full confidence. Sense is possible there. All reverence, splendor, pomp, and apprehension. And all these vanishes due to more confidence. More confidence. The object of our worship or love also changes in another place. Then from Vaikuntha, we feel attraction for something like Ayodhya, Ramachandra. And Dasya, Santo Dasya, and the Sokho, with that division, and to give the Sokho Rasa and also Vatsalya Rasa. Vatsalya Rasa, the confidence is developed to a peculiar position where the servitors, they think himself promoted to such a plane or position that they want to take care of the object of their veneration very strongly. The filial service, filial affection, that is also a service. Though apparently it seems that they are master of the situation and they are controlling the boy. Controlling the boy and sometimes chastising, sometimes giving punishment. But it is superficially, if we can enter into the depth of that service, we shall find that is all incomparable love, interest, for the interest of that object of veneration, object of love. That is a peculiar type. The punishment and the rebuke are also seen on the surface, superficially. But underground, full of interest for the welfare of the object of their service. So on. It is a peculiar type. Bhakshan. And Vatsalya, a very light type in sin, Ayodhya. So it is ignored almost. Vaikuntha Janitu Vara Madhupuri. Rupa Goswami took his leap from Vaikuntha at one stride to Mathura. Because here everything is available in a very clear and substantial way. So Madhupuri to Krishna conception of Godhead, he has from Vaikuntha, by one stride he has come to Krishna conception, but Sanatana Goswami has filled up the gap, that on the way there is Ayodhya, and there we find Vatsalya, Sakya Vatsalya. But Rupa Goswami goes to Mathura at once. Here you come, and you well traceable. Sakya Vatsalya, you will find it. So he has shown the how Sakya Rasa service there is playing. You know, playing with him, sometimes climbing over his shoulder, sometimes giving a slap perhaps, in this way. They are mixing with him. That he can do. But the heart is full of service of a peculiar type. What is the criterion? Perhaps they may give up their life 1,000 times to take a thorn out of his soul. 1,000 times they can sacrifice them for the slight satisfaction of their friend. In that way we shall come a pranam. If they consider them as 1,000 times valuable than their own life. In this way. And Vatsalya Rasa also. The criterion should be from that side, that for the slight interest of the object of their veneration, they can give their lives crore times or so. So much affection there is there. And then from Vatsalya it goes to Madhura Rasa. The all-comprehensive rasa, which includes Shantir Nishtha, Dasya, the servant, service also, the friendly confidence, and the Vatsalya rasa, palan, that is to feed and to look after, to take care as if the object of veneration object of our our service may not know how to go on to make arrangement for his interest in all respects, but sometimes to when difference comes, sometimes stricture also, all these things, and still the whole self-dedication for the satisfaction by the every atom of our existence is Madhurya Rasa, which includes all rasa. And that also, one told. Then, again more enhanced when it is couched in the form of parukiya, parukiya. From the side of the gopis, they risk everything for the service. And from the side of Krishna, two form. One, very rarely connection, rare connection in parokya, not obligation of anything. If it may happen or may not happen, the union may happen or may not happen, very rare. So, what is rare that becomes weak. And another thing, we are told, just as ordinary feeding is not palatable to him, he takes food by stealing. When he takes food by stealing, that is more tasteful to him. This art, if we can follow, so that may be applied in the case of the parukiya rasa. I am deceiving the party and I am getting. I am stealing the property of someone. That is posing, that sort of posing becomes more tasteful to the subjective party. And for the dedicated party, they risk everything, their good name, their society, their future, and even the dictation of the for the religious scripture. The wholesale risk, Amra Akbar, we, when in Madras, for the temple, the Raja of Jaipur, he gave some money. And I was in Bombay, that was sent to Calcutta, head office. Then, 5,000 rupees first installment, 1,000 rupees work was done by someone, sending someone, some worker from the center. Then myself and Madhav Maharaj was sent to Madras.